Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire. September 12th, 2022, 7:49 p.m., Utica, New York. Much of today's episode will be pulled directly from police and medical sources. The objective here is to provide little actual commentary. Instead, you will be presented with the facts, and opinions on the events will be directly up to the listener. I don't want to come in here and tell you what to think or believe. And I know situations like this that involves vets with PTSD can be a little dicey when it comes to these opinions. So, here we go.
911, address of emergency.
Yes, I am suicidal.
What is your address, sir?
Street Utica, New York.
Repeat your address to make sure I have it correct.
I've been through a bad time, you know, I don't even know. I want to put a gun to my mouth.
You have access to a weapon, sir?
Yes, I do.
But what kind of weapon do you have? You have a 22?
I have a 22, yep.
Where is that 22 now?
I threw it in the basement, trying to get off. Believe me, I just want to fucking die, man.
David Litz calls 911. He informs the operator he wishes to die, is tired of living, and suffers long-term symptoms from the COVID-19 virus.
Hold on, sir. What is your name?
David, 1601 Nielsen Street, Utica.
Dave, what is your last name?
I cannot take this. I have long-term COVID, and it's killing me.
David, what is your last name?
I don't know. L-I-T-T-S. I need to get out of here because I threatened my wife with a gun.
You threatened your wife with a gun?
Yes, to get out of my house. I don't want to live no more.
Okay, David, I'm sorry. Can I have your last name one more time, please?
A police officer. I don't care.
David, can I have your last name, please?
What do you want my last name for? I'm going to die.
You said your 22 and is in the basement, David?
It's thrown out the backyard, okay? Okay.
So is it in the backyard or is it in the basement?
There is going to be something damaged. I'm going to eat everything in this house that's fucking poisonous.
Mr. Litz says he has threatened his wife with a gun and slapped her around. Mr. Litz says he has a .22 caliber gun and a shotgun, and would kill any officer who came to his home.
I'm going to eat the fucking pills. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you feel or not.
David, how many dogs do you...
There we go. 100 different pills. Fuck you.
David, can you come outside?
I ain't gonna kill. No, I'm a veteran. I don't give up.
David, can you come outside, please?
Well, you don't know me.
David, what are you doing?
I'm swallowing about 100 pills.
David, can you walk outside, please?
If I walk outside, I got a shotgun.
You have a shotgun now?
No, I won't use it.
David, do you have a shotgun or not?
Well, you wish. Well, you wish. Who cares? I don't give a goddamn no more, okay? I suffered for 3 fucking years, man. 3 fucking years of fucking COVID.
David,
okay?
Can you please walk outside with your hands up and talk to the officer that's there?
No, I won't. I'm going to kill somebody. I will never walk out. You want to fucking kill me? My fucking wife just left me. You know, 31 years of fucking shit. I don't care. You want to get me? Get me, okay? But I'm going to kill somebody on the way out. I'm tired of it, man. I served this country. Everything else is no help. No help. No help. You want to come out and fire at me? I got
David.
Some fucking M16 in here.
David?
No, I will kill. I will kill these son of a bitches. What? Yeah, well, look, the pussies aren't here. The pussies aren't here. No. Motherfucker, let's go! Let's go! It's party time! Fuck you! Come on,
David.
Pussy! It's party time! You will die! You will die! Get out of here! I'm gonna kill you! Give me my shit!
The 911 center dispatched members of the UPD to Mr. Litz's home. At 7:52 p.m., Sergeant Skibitsky arrived, followed by Officers Gonzalez, Gill, and Michael Flo, as well as Sergeants Mowers and Goldstein.
Give me my shit.
David.
I am not going to cooperate. I want them to kill me. I need death. Okay, if you can't understand that shit, that's good. Because now it's time. I want to die. I want to die. Come on, motherfuckers. You can't even get me. Motherfucker. Come on.
David.
Where you at, you fucking pussy? Come on and shoot me. Come on, you rotten bastard. Come on, and you're the police. I will kill them all. I'm not threatening you. I'm fucking promising you. I am getting my shit off right now. You
David, David, what are you doing now?
Oh, bullshit. No. Everybody dies in this house. Tonight, everybody dies. You fucking think I'm kidding?
Events at the scene were captured by body cameras of Sergeant Skibinski, Mowers, and Goldstein, and Officers Gill and Gonzalez. Unless otherwise noted, the following facts are taken from body camera footage. Between 7:51 p.m. and 7:55 p.m., the 911 dispatcher advised officers that Mr. Litz said he had a .22 caliber pistol in the backyard. Quote, "If he comes outside, it will be with a shotgun. He had an M16, and he is taking pills."
David, this is the Utah Police Department.
I'm in the UFC, I'm pulling up. I just need to negotiate and make contact, let me know.
It's close finish.
Yeah. Jess, if you want to come up to the intersection here with James. Well, we got the PA going.
We got the light on right there. Well, it's his first house, I don't know.
Yeah.
The second house, maybe we're coming out, they don't know what's going on. They're advising on the second house.
85 North, revises on 3.
Not 3.
He's a Marine.
He's a fucking Marine. I will fuck you up, he said.
Yo, keep going back. Go. Get out of here.
Tom, thank you for your service.
I'm the big stack, the one that called, and he's also at 1601 Nielsen Street.
Go again.
Obscura is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listener, I have to admit, as I get older, I can be a bit of a loner. I find that large gatherings can leave me feeling exhausted. Yet, we all have responsibilities. Sometimes you have to be an adult, put yourself out there. That said, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery life. I've personally spoken with therapists during hard periods in my life. They've helped me get my head straight and confront my grief head on. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/obscura. Again, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/obscura today and get 10% off your first month.
American Criminal is a new true crime podcast from the studio behind American Scandal and American History Tellers. Every week, you'll fall deeper into the riveting stories of the country's most clever, craven, and cruel criminals. Fraud, theft, murder, and worse. Whatever the case, whoever the criminal, you don't know the whole story until now. The debut season tackles one of the most sensational cases of the 20th century, the Menendez murders. In 1989, young Lyle and Eric Menendez brutally shot their own parents. Prosecutors and the press said it was a multi-million dollar inheritance that led two greedy rich kids to murder. But the picture-perfect facade this Hollywood family built hid troubling abuse. Could these teenagers have been driven to kill? Or was it even in self-defense? Listen now. Go to AmericanCriminal.com or search for and follow American Criminal wherever you get your podcasts.
At 7:55 p.m., Sergeant Skavitsky's body camera captured Mr. Litz yelling from inside his home. At 7:57 p.m., Sergeant Mowers positioned himself next to Sergeant Skavitsky with a rifle. At 7:58 p.m., Officer Flo used a loudspeaker from one of the patrol vehicles, told Mr. Litz to come outside with his hands up. Mr. Litz yelled from inside the home. At 8:01 p.m., Mr. Litz walks outside with a knife in his right hand and yelled threats of harm to the officers on the scene. While pacing on the sidewalk, including, "I will kill everybody. I have an M16 in the house. I have a fucking grenade."
"David, this way! Walk this way! Put your hand, drop the knife!
Somebody get left. You got a knife? Yep.
David, drop the knife! I got cover. Papa,
Less lethal?
David! Come here, David, we want to talk! Come here, David!"
Sergeant Skavinsky suggested using less than lethal options to officers at the scene, with no audible response from the other officers. At 8:02 p.m., Investigator Dodge began to talk to Mr. Litz over a loudspeaker, telling Mr. Litz to drop the knife and asking him how she could help him and what had happened that made him this upset. Around the same time, Sergeant Goldstein arrived on the scene and asked the officers whether any of them had less than lethal. There were no audible responses. Officer Flo and Sergeant Goldstein unholstered their tasers, and Sergeant Mowers and Investigator Joshua Femia held patrol rifles.
Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
Drop the knife! We got time. Don't.
Drop it. They come. Okay? David, will you talk to me?
Shoot. No, I'm going to get my fucking
M16. David, listen to me for a minute. Stay out here.
I watched my fucking brother get killed right off the front here. And you fucking turn around and say, oh, it was an accident.
David.
Come on, nigga.
Can you put the
mic down
so we can talk?
You will die. You will die.
David?
I'm gonna kill him, my friend.
Can you put the knife down so we can talk?
No. You see, you talk with a knife, right?
I don't want anything to happen to you tonight.
You fucking killed my brother. You officer killed my brother.
What happened to your brother?
10 years ago. My car. You killed him. You fucking niggers. Hey, what? Where's this fucker?
Steve, drop the knife, David. Are you
David, drop the knife. David, drop the knife.
At 8:04 p.m., while pacing on the sidewalk in front of the house, Mr. Litz yelled for the lights being shined on him to be turned off. At 8:06 p.m., Sergeant Goldstein instructed the officers to retrieve less than lethal from one of the patrol vehicles on the scene. At the same time, Officer Amanda Maciel informed Sergeant Goldstein that Mr. Litz's wife had just arrived, and Sergeant Goldstein provided this information to Investigator Dodge.
David, we can see you. All right, just come out with your hands up. We just want to have a conversation with you. We want to help you, David. We don't want to hurt you or anything like that. Just...
p.m., as Investigator Dodge continued to encourage Mr. Litz to put the knife down and talk, Mr. Litz advanced with the knife raised forward and towards the officers at the intersection of James Street and Nielsen Street. Mr. Litz then stopped advancing and walked back towards his house. At 8:08 p.m., Sergeant Goldstein ordered Officer Drew Petrello, who was at the intersection of James Street and Nielsen Street, near station patrol units, to retrieve a less-than-lethal shotgun. As Mr. Litz walked towards his house, Investigator Dodge told Mr. Litz that his wife was present and wanted to speak to him.
David, stay out here and talk to me, please.
David.
Come
on, I'm not there. Hey, what is this?
Put the knife down.
The knife down.
Put the knife down.
The knife down.
Put the knife down. Put the knife down. Put the knife down. Put the knife down.
Mr. Litz walked south on Nielsen Street, where Officers Gill and Gonzalez were positioned behind a patrol car. Officers repeatedly shout at Mr. Litz to drop the knife and put your hands in the air, but Mr. Litz did not comply. Mr. Litz then raised the knife in his hand, stepped off the sidewalk, and advanced towards Officers Gill and Gonzalez. At 8.09 p.m., as Mr. Litz moved quickly towards Officers Gill and Gonzalez with the knife raised, Sergeant Mowers and Police Officer Gill fired at Mr. Litz, striking him 7 times. Mr. Litz fell.
Put the knife down! Put the knife down! Put the knife down!
Crossfire!
Shots fired! Party down! Where's the knife?
We got shots fired.
You
good?
I'm good. Bring his hand.
Anyone hit?
Everybody back up! Where's he hit?
Get out!
Get out!
Get out!
Get
out!
Get out!
Get
out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get
out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get
out!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get
out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Who's got gloves? Give me gloves.
I got you. Just making sure you copied all that. One party down.
Send a 10 to EMS as well right now.
At 8:14 p.m., ambulance personnel, who had been summoned to the scene by Officer Flo, arrived. Based on medical records, they transported Mr. Litz to St. Elizabeth's Medical Center, where, despite life-saving measures, he was pronounced dead at 8:33 p.m. On September 15, 2022, Dr. Diane Vertes conducted an autopsy of Mr. Litz. OSI Detective Christopher Reedy and UPD Investigator David Singh attended the autopsy. Dr. Vertes concluded that the cause of death was multiple gunshot wounds, and the manner of death was homicide. Dr. Vetz concluded that the shots to Mr. Litz's chest and abdomen contributed to his death. No one shot was determined to be the fatal shots. Analysis of Mr. Litz's blood showed that he had a blood alcohol content of 0.20. For comparison, the legal limit of blood alcohol content for drivers in New York is 0.08. During the autopsy, Dr. Vertes identified 7 bullet wounds and retrieved 6 projectiles. Which were submitted to the New York State Police Forensic Investigation Center for analysis.
September 12th of last year, a depressed veteran called 911. He said he was tired of living, suffering from long COVID symptoms, and that he was going to kill any police officer who intervened. The scene that played out was captured on police body-worn cameras. The video showed David Litz of Nielsen Street advance on Utica police officers with a knife in his hand, ignoring the orders to drop that weapon. 2 police officers opened fire, one with an AR-15 weapon, hitting Mr. Litz 7 times and killing him. New York State Attorney General Letitia James released her final report on the incident today. Her conclusion, no charges against the officers involved.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.